When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest, star of the Pretty Basic Podcast.
Co-star.
Lead star co-host. There you go. Alicia Marie.
Alicia.
So you got rid of your Aston Martin.
I got rid of it.
Why?
My lease was up.
And then what?
And then I had the option lease to buy, you know, and not the best investment, I would say. So then I was thinking about it. I was like, hey, we're obviously returning this. We have to return this. As much as I loved my James Bond moment, cool, hot, sexy sports car, I really hardly ever got looks from men specifically. If they were, they were definitely over 60. And it was more of a, it was way more of a like, wow, nice car. Or I'm sure, I would love to be in their heads. They were probably like, oh, that's like her husband's car, her boyfriend, her dad's car. No. I was like, no, this is mine. That would have been funny to have that as the license plate. Like, yes, this is my car. Like,
yes, it's mine.
It's mine. But it technically wasn't because I did lease her, you know? So she did go back. The brakes squeaked like no fucking other.
Treat it like a lease? Or did you treat it
I treated it very well. I actually put in the premium gas. Okay, I know. Right, the first time someone ever told me that, they were like, wait, why would you put in premium? It's just a lease. It's not your car. I was like, but that's breaking the rules. I can't break the rules. So, yeah, I treated it really nice. And I did get the stamp of approval. When I returned it, the guy was like, wow, this is very clean. Like, you took great care of it. I was like, thank you.
Give me some more money back.
Give me some more money, please. Maybe give it to me for free. But then I was trying to think of what car do I want? You know, I'd love to buy to save money. Because the lease was fun, but it's just so stupid. Like, it's not worth it in the long. Also, this is so embarrassing. Oh my God. I thought I had 15,000 miles total in the 3 years.
No way. Stop. I am furious. Are you kidding me?
I'm furious at my son. No, I feel so fucking dumb. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I don't know what to say.
No, same. I almost didn't say it because I'm like, people are going to be like, damn, she's dumb. No. But like, genuinely, my mom casually is the one who mentioned it to me. And I was like, yeah, I went over the miles a little bit.
What would you say?
I mean, I think it was at like 18K or something like that.
And you're like, whatever,
my
I'll
mom
pay
was
for
just
it.
Like, oh, honey, like, you could have, like, I just wish you got your, like, use out of it more. But I really don't drive that much anyway. Like, I hardly ever do road trips, especially in that car. I wouldn't do it. Even my day-to-day life, like, I don't drive often.
Wait, so in total for the three-year lease, was it? Mm-hmm. Or 2 years?
3 years.
You could have had 45,000 miles.
Yeah.
And you used it 18,000.
No wonder they were like, wow, you took great care of this car. Yeah, there was hardly any. I will say again, it was during COVID too, the first year that I got it. So like.
And you're not going to drive it to like Palm Springs on whatever.
No, I did that like once or twice maybe.
Was it low to the ground?
Yeah, but not as much as you would think. Way better than the Porsche.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, I was back to my predicament before I ever got the Aston in the first place of what nice car do I want? Because my first car ever is a 2011 Nissan Sentra. His name is Henry. He has my heart because I saved up my money to put a down payment on him when I was like I just got out of high school. I like saved up so much money. And I had them for forever. So by the time, you know, I finally like am, quote, making it out here, I'm making some money and everything, everyone's like, what car do you drive? And they'd shit on me for having my Nissan Sentra. And I was like, okay, like he's starting to have like 80,000 miles. I need a new car. Couldn't think of anything. Got the Aston. Fast forward, we're back in the same predicament. What do I have? So then I decided, why don't I just take back my car? Because I gave it to my parents to use for the past 3 years. Now he's at 100,000 miles, and I just bought the bootleg, like, Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, I saw that. Does it work?
It actually does. You should see it because I drove him. But, like, literally, I got that. I did, like, a pimp out my vlog, pimp out my car vlog. I got like
fish tank in the back seat.
I wish. I got a phone tripod.
Wait, you should take it to West Coast Customs.
Honestly, I would.
They're right here in Burbank.
No, literally, the first time I saw that, I was driving to Target, and I was like, ooh, I like fangirled.
Did you ever go in?
No, but I just watched the show so much.
You can go in.
No, like, actually.
Because they have Shaq's car there.
That's insane.
They have, like, a lot of rappers, a lot of rock stars leave their cars just sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And then plus, on top of that, all the cars that they work on, and they have a music studio in
there.
Oh,
my God. No, that's so sick. So, yeah, we're driving that now. I don't know what I want.
But you will get another car eventually?
Yeah, but I will say, no car payment. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a dream.
Dream. It cost $80 to fill up my whole tank, which might sound like a lot, but that was for a month. Like, I didn't gas up my car for a month. I never drive. I really hardly drive. Am I rich now? Like, literally, I've saved so much money.
Gas is like $7 a gallon now.
No, I saw that yesterday. It's insane.
Why? I went on my honeymoon and I came back and I was like,
wait, how was the honeymoon?
Incredible.
Did you love that restaurant?
To a lot of the places I went.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why I was like living through the stories, because I was just like, oh my God, like, wait, I've been there. Did you go to this place? Did you go to this place?
Yes.
It looks like you guys had the best time ever.
So we started off in France and then we went to Italy and then Greece and then we back to France because that's where our flight. It was the easiest way to fly.
Okay, so you did the whole loop.
Yeah, one direct flight. But we went to Paris and the jet lag was really hard that first day.
Yeah.
Because we did a red eye and the entire time we're flying, it did not get dark. It was just light.
Isn't it weird?
Crazy.
It's so weird.
There's that Netflix show where the plane has to fly in nighttime and if they see any daylight, they all die. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, it's a good show.
Really?
I felt like I was in that. And we arrive there and we have to try and stay up like 9 more hours. And I'm such a bitch when it comes down to me needing sleep.
Oh, no. Same. Yeah.
So then the food was, yeah.
The food is very real.
What do you mean?
It's real food, you know, like it's real bread. There's no chemicals.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You're
yes,
like,
yes.
What? Like the dairy doesn't get you bloated like crazy like it does out here. Like,
but they also don't have veggies.
A lot of it's more bland, I would say, and I love spicy food. Like, I love flavor, and I've noticed that being the biggest difference.
Yeah.
At least in, like, Europe, I will say.
Yeah. You know? And then from France, we went over to Italy, and we stayed in the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, my God.
And we ferried over to Positano. We ferried over to Capri.
I've never been over there.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I thought you went to Italy there.
I've been to Italy, but I haven't been to the Amalfi or Positano or anything. So that's the next big place I would say on my list. Or Rome. We never went to Rome, but everyone said it's kind of like a one day thing.
I went to Rome when I was a punk 18-year-old kid and with my parents.
Yeah, like it's like history, and you're like, I don't want to be here.
We went to the Louvre, and I'm just like sitting on every bench.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I tried to go to the Louvre, and the one day we went, it was closed that day for like an event or something. And part of me was like, are they filming the Beyonce like music video? You know what I mean?
Is this my moment
to say I was there? Pick me energy? Like, yeah, I was there.
I was there. Yeah, that happens like all the time. Because the first time I went to go see like one of the museums, the electricians were
working on it?
No, the opposite. Picketing or
strike.
Striking.
Did you see the strike finally? They settled?
They did. Yeah, we can talk about your show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then the Amalfi Coast, the food was insane.
Was it good?
Yeah. Oh. I went so hard. I had so much pizza. I had so much pasta.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was the best. And we landed in Italy, and this Italian man picks us up. And he's like this shorter, like kind of buff guy.
Yeah.
And it was like going from Paris to Italy.
Oh, my God.
I felt like everybody hated me to I was with my family.
Italy is so nice. And
so
they're very
warm.
Welcoming. Yeah.
They want to help you out. Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to take advantage. And they're not trying to. They see like me and her. And they're just like, they want to be our friends to make sure we have a good time.
Yeah. They're like the recommendations. Like, go to this place. Even the fact that they'll give recommendations for actual gem secrets that like people don't want to talk about, you know? I love that.
Yes. So he grabs our suitcases and we're following him and we're like, this is sick. This is so cool. And we get to his car. He pulls it up a little and he like skips out of the car and like goes, what do you think of my car? And he forgot to put the e-brake on and the car starts rolling forward.
No! While you're in it?
No.
After the suitcases are in it.
No. So his back is to the car. He's like, what do you think of my car? And we're like, in the language barrier. So he's like, ah. And then he turns around and he's like, ah. It felt like I was with Mario. And he runs into the car and puts it on. He's like, oh, boy. And that's
was
how,
it new? Like, was he like excited? Oh, he was so excited.
He was a stock car driver. He was like a rally car driver in Italy. But for some reason, he just forgot to put it on.
Oh my god, that's a movie moment.
It felt like we were in a rom-com.
Like a cartoon of it just rolling down the hill. My god.
It was the funniest thing. And then we drive to the Amalfi Coast and you're driving down like all those hills and it's insane.
Was it daytime okay, so you could see everything.
We could see everything. We were not jet lagged. We were in the best mood.
Wait, I love that.
And then we
of course you were. It was your honeymoon.
Yeah, it was honeymoon. So then we went to get food and we found this pizza place and we went back twice because it was so good.
Oh my god. Wait, I love that there's a place. Like you can say like, oh yeah, that one pizza. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's like the memories and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, where was your favorite place? I know it's hard to choose.
Restaurant was that place in Italy, first place, which was so cool that we found it, because then we just kept comparing everything to that. And we're like, do we really want to go back to that first place we just found? So we ended up going there a couple times. But the coolest location, I think, was the hotel in Santorini.
Where'd you stay?
It was called Armanaki.
Okay.
And it's one of those rooms that are on the cliff. Ugh. And you get a view of all that.
To be honest, there's no bad hotel or Airbnb in Santorini, I feel like when you're in Ia, you're in Ia, right?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Is that where you went?
Yes, it's just so stunning. The stairs.
Yeah. Oh, I'm awful with height, so I was freaking out.
Oh my! I just am lazy and I don't want to carry my shit. But it's stunning. The sunsets.
I'll be honest, I didn't see the sunset.
Oh.
So the one restaurant we went to, she had the view and I didn't. So
okay, but at least she saw it.
Yeah, she saw it.
Okay, because that's all that matters. I was going to say, the sunsets are known in Ia. Like, it's like a known thing.
Yeah, they said that.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit.
as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington red raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington red raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Has your backs to it.
I know. Because as I leaned over, I just saw like this wood at the restaurant was covering it.
You're like, orange.
And I was like, are you seeing this? She's like, yeah, it's beautiful. I'm like, all right. At least you see
like, I trust you.
I know.
That's so funny.
You stayed in Ia.
Uh-huh.
I see all those TikToks of like, I can't wait for you to see what I planned on our honeymoon.
Oh my God.
The total time I kept calling it like Oi.
Oh.
I didn't know the name of it.
It's okay. I mean, it's one of those things you don't know unless you need to know.
Yeah. I was having a good time.
They're like, where are you staying? Oi?
Oi? Oi or something? And we rented an ATV and we drove around the whole island.
That's the one thing I didn't do in Greece and I really wish I did. But also, I don't know.
That was the coolest experience.
I guess I like would have been scared of like hitting something.
Yeah, we saw an accident.
I would have been, that was me.
Yeah. So they gave us, we tried getting a smaller one, but they didn't have any. So we had to get the big one.
But probably nice though, right? Because like.
It was beautiful and safe. But the problem over there is the roads are so narrow and everyone drives so crazy.
So you're pretty much in the road. You weren't like able to get around them.
Yeah. And there's like, it didn't have like backup camera. So
me I'm with
like,
my Nissan.
Oh, you don't have one?
I don't have one.
You need to get the, you can add a, do the add-on.
So everyone was telling me that. So I was like, okay, I'll add that. But I will say I've done really well. I thought it would be an adjustment at first and I like clicked right back into how it was. You know?
Right.
So
this was just different because it was like an ATV and the one that they gave us, it was like, stop, go, stop, go.
Was it a clutch one?
No, but somebody fucked it up.
Oh.
So it wasn't riding smooth. So that sucked.
Your James Bond moment just wasn't.
No, I was not suave.
It's like,
every time we go, we're like, we lean back. And people were so nice because they saw how American we were.
Yeah.
And
oh
they're
God.
Like, take it down.
Aww.
But driving around the island was so cool. The food there was great. The bakeries there, the baklavas. Did you have orange cake?
No.
No!
Did I mess up everything?
I'm going to find a Greek place and we're going to try it.
Oh, we can do mukbang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
That was the best. The best.
Better than the baklava?
Better than the baklava.
Oh,
orange
it.
Cake.
See, in my head, I was like, I have to have the baklava here.
And what'd you think?
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing.
Did you go to Grigori's Bakery?
I don't know.
Okay.
Remy's the one who's like, we're going here. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Caitlin was the same way. Yeah. She's like, I have all these recommendations. If you want to look anything up, I'm like, no, let's go where you want. I'm like, and then I also asked how she was finding them, but all from TikTok. And a lot of the TikTok recommendations weren't that good.
I can see that. I feel like the few times I've traveled, or maybe it looks cute, but it doesn't taste the best. Like,
yeah.
You get why it's viral, but you're like, it's just viral because you saw someone else say it's viral.
Exactly.
You know?
There's nothing really behind it more than that one layer.
Mm-hmm.
So as a foodie, we do have to try and uncover a little more and see other recommendations.
You need to find the Real Foodie Alliance on TikTok. Maybe you should start that group.
The Foodie Alliance.
Yeah.
F.A.
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 I'm part of F.A. Remy would obviously be part of F.A.
Naturally.
I wouldn't.
No.
But me and Caitlin would love to be the taste testers.
You guys can get F.A. on your feeds.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Where else did you stay in Santorini? Was it just Santorini?
So we stayed in Ia when we went to Santorini. I've been there twice. But then we also went to Mykonos. But one, this is also fucking embarrassing, and I read some of the comments on the last episode I was on, and so there's some of them like, man, this girl's dumb. I'm going to sound even more dumb now, but content, it's fine. So one year, this was 2019, I got invited by Daniel Wellington to go on Yacht Week.
The watch company.
The watch company.
Okay.
I didn't know what Yacht Week was, and I didn't realize, oh, I'm going to be sleeping on a boat. Okay. Embarrassing. I didn't think much of it. I was just like, oh my God, go to Greece with Daniel Wellington. Yes, 1,000%. This sounds awesome.
You think it's just him?
I was like, oh yeah, imagine just him. So
oh God,
I go
Alicia
with Ashley.
Daniel.
Literally, I'm like, oh my God, personal invite. No. So my sister and I go, and I don't know why until I got there, I was like, wait, are we docking every night and we're staying in a hotel? Like, what's going on?
I would have thought the same thing before we get to the end.
Okay, well, Yacht Week itself is a time where there's all of these yachts it's a thing, okay? You stay on the boat and, like, there's all these boats. Like, everyone flies around the world to go to Yacht Week and they have them at different places. So this one was in Greece. And instead of going to Mykonos or Santorini, we went to all of the smaller islands.
Did you go to Milos?
Yes, we went to, like, I think it's, I want to say Hydra, but I think it's pronounced
Idra.
Idra.
Yeah.
Like, those places. And I'm so glad we didn't go to the other ones because I never would have gone to those otherwise. And they were stunning.
Yes. Milos was insane.
All of them, I was just like, it's crazy that this is always here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right now, like, it's out there.
People are just sitting there enjoying it.
They're vibing. And we're here.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Me too.
But it was stunning, and I would totally recommend that. I get why most people would go to the other places. They're more touristy. I do like Mykonos a lot, too.
We had to extend our trip to go to Milos.
Okay.
Because the ferries there, only the times that, like, you can get to the island and leave the island did not work out.
Got it.
You can't do a day trip.
Got it.
So we had to extend it. And Milos is the one that had all the scenic beaches. They had a red beach, a black beach, a white beach, a red beach.
No, like, insane.
And that was one of the coolest ones to rent an ATV because...
You can see them all.
We can see them all, and we're driving, like, off-road on all these places. And Caitlin's familiar with ATVs because she grew up doing them.
Yeah.
And I'm not, so I'm like, can I go on this road? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, it was so cool.
I love ATVs. Oh, my God.
It was so cool. And everyone there was so nice, and there's tons of cats. And do you want to know why there's tons of cats on Milos?
No, but I want to know.
So there was harbor on the island where pirates would go leave their ships. So, and they were hidden. So as other ships were passing by, they would come out of the harbor, they would kill everybody, take the boats, and the pirates had cats on their boats to catch the mice.
Oh.
And while they were there, they just let the cats go roam.
Is that why there's also just cats?
Maybe all over.
All over Greece?
Probably, because there are pirates there, or there were pirates there.
But that makes sense.
Isn't that crazy?
And you know, okay, this is disgusting. I'm going to call her. Well, I'll say my friend. My friend, not Remy.
Okay.
I'm like, I have to clarify it wasn't Remy. We're in Santorini, right?
Okay.
And we had an Airbnb that had like a two-decker thing. So half of us were staying upstairs. The other half were staying downstairs. And one of the girls who we were with is like taking photos of this cat like out on the porch. And she's like, oh my God, he's so cute. He's so cute. He's so cute. She literally starts cuddling it in her bed.
She brought it inside?
She brought it inside.
Oh!
And we were like, what are you doing? She's cuddling the cat, the little stray cat, like, in her bed.
I hate this story, but they're not as disgusting as you think they are.
No, but, like, what?
Definitely crazy, probably has fleas, maybe diseases.
I was like, you don't do that. Like you can be friends with it, but, like, don't do that.
Did she realize what she was doing? Was crazy?
No. And okay. That's what made it. I'm like, knowing her and her personality, I was just like, oh my God, not in your bed. Like, I get like, oh, there's a little friend and like, whatever. Like, I'm all for animals. I love animals. But luckily, I was staying at the upstairs part. So I was like, okay, I don't have to deal with it that much. But the other girls who were staying in that room were like, oh, they're like, hell no. Hell no. We're not waking up to 10 cats in our room.
In fairness, I was on the floor cuddling a dog.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
Yes. But that was a store owner's dog.
Okay. Totally different.
So, and it was really cute.
And it wasn't your bed.
It wasn't my bed. I would have brought the dog in my bed.
Caitlin would have been like, nope.
No, she was the cat lady, so she would have bought one of those cats instead.
See, if I saw the story, I wouldn't have said the story.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God, if I saw your Instagram story, I wouldn't have said that story. So I'm like, oh, plot twist, it was you. Wrong crowd.
No, she was the cat lady on the trip.
There are a lot, and they're cute.
They were. Did you explore Milos a lot? Did you see all the beaches?
Honestly, they all blurred together because we went to like six different islands, so I couldn't even tell you what I did there.
Okay. We went to this one spot, too, on the island because it's a volcano, and they had natural hot springs.
Oh, I love a hot spring.
So the guy took us to a secret spot.
We didn't
spot,
go. Oh, my God.
And it was like kind of, there were circled rocks, and if you put your foot on the wrong spot, you'd burn your foot because the sand was so hot, and you saw steam coming out.
So you
from
have
the
to
water.
Go with someone who knows what's up.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And he knew exactly where it was, and we swam over. We sat there for like 15 minutes, and it was just the coolest thing that thing was, again, just there.
Like, it's right. It's there right now.
It's there right now.
Sometimes I have high thoughts a lot without being high, and that's one of them.
That is
it's
just
like,
there.
That hot springs is there right now.
Does it make you want to go back there or explore somewhere else?
I mean, I would, because it's there.
because you know how great it was and you had such a good time and you know it's there. You have that comfortability to go back. You know how to get there.
It makes me want to find other things because I'm like, what else is there out there? What else is there? Just chilling.
Do you have your next trip planned?
I was supposed to go to Korea this month and then it got moved. So hopefully that's happening next year. But other than that, not like big. I have like some small work trips or like Alabama, but like not like anything crazy.
I'm in the works of doing Northern Lights in Alaska.
My brother lives in Alaska.
What part?
I have a brother. I know. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah, that I didn't know.
So he.
James Marie.
His name is Matthew.
Matthew Marie.
And I need to visit him. I think he's outside of Anchorage.
Was he always your brother?
He's my half brother, but okay. He's older. So we've never lived together, but we didn't grow up together, but we're still pretty close. But he's lived up there for over 10 years now. But I'm like, I need to visit you and I want to see the Northern Lights so bad. He says it's stunning.
Does he see it in Anchorage?
I have no idea. But he's such a, like, an outdoor, like, wilderness man. Like, he'll travel all the time. But he works up in, like, the oil rig things. So he used to. Now I think he just oversees it.
So you guys are in similar fields?
Similar. Very similar. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going down to Santa Barbara to do your oil rigging engineering after this?
Yeah.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Right.
That's why I go to Alaska a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Networking.
Actually, plot twist. I have been to Alaska, even though I just said I haven't. Because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I envy you so much for figuring out how to do those oil rigs.
I know, right?
Did you do the oil rigging in Santorini too? Because they have it there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, actually, in Milos they
have it. Oh, that's why. That's why. See, again, I was on Yacht Week.
Right. I'm with Daniel.
I'm with Daniel Wellington himself, the third.
That's crazy. Daniel Wellington was one of the first brands to reach out to me and my friend. Would try and do social media stuff in New Jersey. And
he had, I didn't know that.
He had like 10,000 followers. I only had like 6,000. But Daniel Wellington reached out to him for a free watch. And we were both like, you made it, man. You made it.
Isn't it crazy? You never forget the first brands who like actually like worked with you or gifted things.
Yeah.
One of mine was Benefit Cosmetics. And anytime I go on a brand trip or work with them, I'm just like, I still fangirl because they were one of the first.
To
oh, this is
in
sad.
You.
I have a story.
Oh, tell us.
Long story short, I have mentioned this on Pretty Basic, but one year I wanted to have a meetup and I was like, you know what? I think I've made it. I have 100,000 followers. My life is Ava. Ava Gutowski was the other influencer who was like, let's do a group meetup. And I was like, oh my God, slay, let's do it. So it was me, her, and my other friend, Mia. She went by Mama Mia Makeup then. So it was like three of us lifestyle girlies. We grew up in Southern California. We were like, let's have an LA meetup. This was the time like Alexa Losey was doing like meetups at like Apple, like very niche. But if you were in it, you were in it. So we were like, okay, let's do it. We all lived in like Orange County, Riverside area. So let's like drive up there. So we decided to have one on the Santa Monica Pier. Because a Hannah Montana moment, duh. And I, being a little business savvy queen I am, was like, let's reach out to some brands for goodie bags. So like the first 10 people can like get a bag. So I reached out to a few people, one of them being Benefit Cosmetics, full circle. And they sent stuff. They sent so much makeup. And I was like, oh my God, this is so sick. So I had enough to make 5 little goodie bags. Okay. Like they're like happy to send over some things, blah, 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 whatever. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, Benefit Cosmetics. Like this one blush is $25. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, this is insane. Our viewers are going to be so crazy. They're going to be fighting over like who gets one. Right. So
I'm excited to see where this is going.
We drive up to the pier and I'm like fixing my hair. I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be so many people there. Like
first
it's going to be
meetup,
first meetup
everything
ever.
Everything
we've been working for. And we have like collectively like over 300,000 followers. You know what I mean? So we've made it. Like we're hot shit. I walk up. I'm like, oh, there's no crowd. Weird. Oh, they're probably like, well, they're probably on the pier, you know, like instead of the entrance. This is a big pier, you know? So we're like, okay, let's go. Let's go a little further down.
Were you vlogging this?
Unfortunately, no. Because I would pay so much money to be able to see a vlog from that day. We go down to where like the rides are and we're like, oh, there's no crowd. That's so weird. Maybe they don't know where to find us. Like maybe we should tell everyone, or you know what, maybe they're at the back of the pier. Like let's go to the very back of the pier. So we go to the very back of the pier. No one's there. So I'm there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, this is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. So we're like, okay, why don't we tweet out, hey guys, we're at the park area. So in case they're looking for us, they'll know where to find us, you know? So we go, we're sitting there for like 10 minutes. Like,
what's in your mind? Are you doubting anything at this point?
I'm doubting everything of my life choices at this point. I'm doubting the fact that I think this was, I hadn't dropped out of college yet, but this was damn near around that time, you know? So I was like, oh, like this is so embarrassing. But I was more aware of like, wow. So one person comes up and they're like, oh my God, Ava, I'm a huge fan, da, 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 but doesn't say hi to me and Mia. So I was like, oh, well, this is embarrassing because the one person who came up knows Ava, but like doesn't say us. So I'm like, I'm sitting there with my 5 goodie bags. And I was like, here you go. Like we have a little goodie bag for you. And she was like so happy, but then left. Right. So I was like, okay. Like, and didn't even want a photo with me or Mia. So we're just like, okay, like that happens. But like, you know, so I'm down to my 4 goodie bags and then someone else comes up and is like, oh, I thought there'd be like a lot of people here. And we were like, oh, no, like you were just, you know, whatever. So I give her a goodie bag. One other person came up and was like, oh, are you guys famous? Like, are you like, and we're like, oh, yeah, we're YouTubers. And then they're like, oh, what's that? And like points to my goodie bags. And I was like, oh, like we're giving away goodie bags. I was like, here you go. Needless to say, I left with 2 goodie bags.
Oh.
I was humiliated. We were all so it was so humbling. I've had a few humbling moments like that in my entire life. And I think they were so good for my character at the start of all of this.
You need that.
No, you need those humbling moments because I kid you not, any meetup, even the last big Pretty Basic one we had and there were so many people there, I was like, no one's coming. Yeah. I was like, no one's coming.
It's happened before, it's Remy. Happened. I swear to God.
No, it's happened to Remy too. So we're both so like humble when it comes to that shit because we're like, yo, like nothing is worse than like saying, hey guys, like come have, like, and no one shows. So.
It's so hard to put yourself out there because I have one thing like that with Harry Jowsey. Where I want him to come on the podcast, but I'm so fearful that he's gonna just not respond.
Oh my God, I get it.
And he's the nicest person.
I'm sure he would.
I'm sure he would too, because I've had boxing classes with him. He came up to me the other night at an event and said hi.
But okay.
There's something in my heart that I just can't send him that message and be like, hey.
Hey man, what does a DM look like? For girls, it's like, hey girl. You know, it's always that. It's always that.
For him, it'll be like, I'd probably start off with yo.
Yo, okay.
Because like,
no, yeah. Yo.
Yo, dude.
Yo, dude. Okay.
Yo, dude. Hey, I live blah, blah, blah. I was wondering if you'd be down to come on my pod.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Isn't it funny how, like, hey, girl, or yo, dude is supposed to be like, hey, I'm not a fan, but, like, we're friends, but we're not close, but, like, you can trust me. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah. I'm cool. I'm chill.
We have mutual friends that, like, can vouch for me if you need it.
Exactly.
And, like, I did a podcast with his dancing partner on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so, I didn't know he was on that.
Yeah, it comes out tonight.
Oh, like currently on it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I had her on and I'm like, oh, I really wanted to have the two of them on. But I'm like, but if he says no, I'm going to be crushed.
Yeah. You need to get the Vanderpump people on. I'm obsessed
with that. Is
that
Ariana Maddox?
Yes.
I reached out to her. No response. I really, you know who I want on the show? Barry Williams, who was Greg Brady in Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on the show, and I really want to talk to
him. Oh, on Dancing with the Stars? Oh, my God. I should watch. I've never watched. Why am I saying I should watch? I mean, I would.
I need to get into it again.
Pay me. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Suddenly you see me do a brand deal, and everyone's like, you don't watch that. I'm like, well, now I do. Literally.
Hey, guys, you know I'm a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
You know I was on... So embarrassing.
What?
You know I was on a dance show competition?
No, you weren't. When?
No, like, actually, this is probably the most embarrassing thing about my career ever, but it's out there. Look it up.
When?
Alicia Marie. This was 2012.
Dance Moms?
No, it was the YouTube version of Dancing with the Stars.
Who put it on?
Dance On.
Is it on YouTube or is it on
YouTube.
TV? YouTube. It was on YouTube?
Yeah.
Were you partnered with someone?
David Moore. Yeah.
How'd you do?
I got third.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Yeah, but they did say I was the sexiest stiff girl they ever saw.
What a backhanded compliment.
I was like, thanks. But
you're the best worst dancer we've ever seen.
I was like, I think that's a compliment. My cheer background, I was like, oh, sorry, too much.
Was it actually like a production value type?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. And it was my first big like paying thing, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I drove out from Riverside like every day. I'd wake up at like 5 a.m. I would drive in Henry all the way. I think they were in, it wasn't Pasadena, like Echo Park area.
Who else was on it? Any other YouTubers?
Oh, there was this big gamer. Of course he won because he had the most votes. Oh. Lindsay Sterling was on. It wasn't Mark
Applier.
It wasn't him, but it was someone I want to say equivalent at that time. He was a really big gamer. Lindsay Sterling. I think our show was the last one that did decent. The first two, because this was the second or third season.
You mentioned earlier that you took ADHD medicine.
Yeah, Vyvanse.
You just got diagnosed?
Yeah. Well, I did like a year ago, but I didn't realize how bad it was until more recently. And now after being medicated, I'm like, oh.
Is it helping?
I mean,
yeah, we haven't had any cuts yet.
I feel like I just get very in my head and I overthink everything. And I realize a lot of my social anxiety comes from not being present in conversation, which comes from ADHD. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I still struggle with social anxiety, but I think a lot of it is being like, shit, I forgot her name or da-da-da-da. Like, oh, like, what's the last
thing? You're thinking about other things while you're in the conversation?
Oh, yeah, so it just gets me out of the conversation.
Did you go there to try and get diagnosed for it? Or?
No, so I met up with a psychiatrist for my anxiety, and she was like, oh, yeah, you definitely have anxiety. So I sound mental. Then she put me on Zoloft.
Did you want to go on these things?
Then, yeah, I was desperate. That was like 2020. I want to slowly get off my anxiety meds because now I feel like, one, I just have a better handle on it. And I don't want to be on it forever because that's scary to me. But also, like, I feel like I've lived more of a better life now. More full life now instead of just being so anxious all the time. But then with ADHD, she had diagnosed me years ago. She's like, yeah, you definitely have ADHD, like, and tendencies, blah, blah, blah. And then we really dove into it more. And I was like, wow.
What's that process like?
It's literally just her asking you a shit ton of questions.
And you just saying, I am like this. I'm not like this.
Yeah, she'll be like, are you a really messy person? Do you find yourself, you know, are you a driven person? Like, just like random ass questions. Like, and for instance, one, I'm like, oh, I know you're asking because OCD has to do with that. Like, do you find yourself rechecking things a lot, whether it's like that doors are locked or like, da-da-da. And I'd be like, no. You do?
Yeah.
T. I'm not saying you have OCD, but like maybe you do.
I do. I have to check the door handles. I walk back to my car to make sure that it locks. I check the alarm every night like 4 times to make sure that it's still on.
Okay, so why do you check multiple times? Is it like, oh shit, like I need to make sure it's...
Yeah. So yesterday we went to a WWE event and we're walking and I was like, I ran all the way back to the car to make sure that my mirrors were folded in.
Uh-huh.
And then I went forward. And then every night I make sure the garage is shut. I check multiple times though. I'm like, what if the last time I opened up the app, I accidentally hit open?
Yeah. Wow. So it's a control thing?
I guess.
Or just like you can't relax until you know it's done.
Right. But even when I know it's done, I still can't relax because I think, oh shit, what if I accidentally press
it?
Or
you thought you did, but you really didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have some OCD tendencies too.
That's OCD?
Mm-hmm. But there's two types of OCD I've learned. There's like that kind where it's like, I need my labels straight.
No, I'm not that guy.
And then there's like more mental, and I'm More mental.
I'm the mental one.
Yeah, but it all, it's like, it's all a spectrum and it all like varies. So it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I honestly have really, another huge thing for me, can't finish combos. I always would interrupt Remy on the podcast. And we had a few like, not fights about it, but we definitely had a few like, hey, like, she was like, I really need you to work on this. Like, it's hard because I'll feel myself shut down. I was like, oh my God, I don't intend to at all. In my head, we're having a conversation. And then all the comments were like, Alicia, you always interrupt Remy. And I was like, I didn't realize I did until, like, so it's just weird having your life that way out on the internet, because I feel like I would never would have even seen that side to my ADHD. Because to me, I'm like, oh, I thought we were just having a conversation. But by that time, I forget what she was even talking about. So why would I remember that I cut her off? Like, I did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so when you watch it back, though, and you saw those comments in that moment, do you realize that you're cutting
yes.
it off?
Or oh, like, yeah.
No, it's just a conversation.
No. When I watch it back, I'm like, oh, I see that. But also, we edit it to make it look good. You know what I mean?
Right. When you watch it back, did that make you want to change that at all?
Yeah, it just made me... I think that was a huge part where I'm just like, wow, I want to be more present in conversations. And that's something I've always struggled with, of just wanting to feel more present. And I feel like a lot of it's up here.
Right.
Unfortunately.
That's why I love filming myself doing anything and just watching it back, like even when I'm hitting the boxing bag.
Yeah.
Because you see how hard you're actually going yes. and how your like back is not aligned perfectly
yes.
and your feet aren't in the right moment.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to really do something and then watch yourself.
Also, I can hyperfocus like a fucking crazy person.
What does that mean?
Like, I know you can too. Like, when I'm editing, if I'm in an editing hole, like, I'm like, I'm just so focused and you can't pull me away from it. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm working.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I have, and there's,
that's me.
There's standard. And then there's like a lot, like everyone can get like focused at times, but the, oh, I'm going to edit till the sun rises situation without
nothing.
Other help.
The house other can be on stimulants. Fire, but I need to finish this.
Yeah.
Edit.
But you're like, it bothers me to walk away right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of, it's a that thing. So it's like, do I have a good work ethic or am I just insane?
And what is it?
And I feel like it's a mix of both. And I swear most influencers are the latter.
Right.
Like, I feel like we're all kind of crazy and we're like quirky.
Right.
And we have our things and we're like the content.
Yeah.
But it's like it's a us thing.
That's so interesting.
Maybe I'm, you know, I don't know. But like, you have to be kind of weird to like film yourself, watch it back multiple times, edit it for hours, post it, read comments, do it again the next day, you know?
Right. But even in the beginning, it was always a form of like creativity, I felt like.
Yeah. And I don't feel like it's necessarily always a narcissistic situation. I think a lot of it can also just be like, we get obsessed with it and we're just like, wow, like I love this, you know?
Yeah. When I went to college for film, I always thought the most interesting thing, they're like, a film's never done. Your video is never done. You can always do more to it. And in my head, I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, eventually you have to post it and like share it with the world. Like, eventually it's done.
Oh my God, totally.
So I know a lot of people get stuck in that overanalyzing something.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
So much when people just talk about things and I'm like, do it.
Yeah,
like,
just do it.
I hate when there's people who are like, oh, I want to be a director. And then I'm like, okay, then make videos on your phone. But they're like, no, I need a huge budget. I'm like, no, then you're not a director.
Right.
Like, if you're a true artist, you, oh, I'm so passionate about this. Like, you want to make art on whatever scale. Like, if you're a musician, go in a coffee shop and sing. I've met so many people, especially in the influencing world, who want to be a musician or an artist, but they only want it with the glam and the lights and the stage. And I'm like, if you love singing and performing, you should be doing any, it's like acting. Like, people want to be the superstar, but they don't want to like do the indie films. And I'm like, love your craft. Like, what? So I'm just like, do it, fucking do it. But then a lot of people overanalyze and they just get caught up in their head. And I get that. I don't understand that as much, because to me, I'm like, well, if you want this XYZ, do it. But also that's where I'm like, oh, Alicia, that's why your brain's like that. Like, other people don't think that way sometimes.
Right.
I don't know.
Would you say you've always been a doer? Like, just go out and do it?
Oh, yeah. Anything I want to do, I've just like, I'll do. But also growing up, my mom always preached like, you can do anything you put your mind to. Like,
same.
Anything you want to do, you can do. So
every birthday card, my mom says you can achieve anything. Or she says something like, if reach for the stars, you can land. Like,
yes.
It's like the most confident thing.
Yes.
Every birthday card.
Even my mom's a drummer. We talked about that last time. She was always like, if you're going to make a mistake, make it loud. Like, just do it. Like, always do it. And she, when she was younger, she couldn't even afford. She grew up extremely poor. So she dragged out pots and pans, like taped a spoon to her foot for a bass drum, and like just made drums and was playing. And I think that's where I'm like, if you love something, like, figure out a way to do it. Don't wait for the best people. I think people use that as an excuse so they don't look lazy. They're like, oh, I don't have the best editing software. I'm like, you don't need that now. Every phone, every tablet computers at a library have some sort of editing feature on it you can use. There's free ones online. Like, I feel like we use that as an excuse so we don't look like we're being lazy, or we have a reason to say like, oh, well, that didn't happen because XYZ, when in reality, it's just ourselves. This is just a fear of failure. We're just like, no one wants to admit that like they tried and they couldn't do it, you know?
I never understood that though, because people, if you try something and you fail, at least you tried. Like, who's really going to be the one to actually make fun of you for failing at something?
The people who are also too scared to try.
Exactly.
And those are the only people who are going to have an issue with it.
You never hear from a hater doing better than you.
No. And the times that I'm so confident and secure in myself, I'm never looking like, I never judge anyone trying. The times when I'm feeling insecure about my stuff is when I'm more like critical of other people in my head. Again, in my head. In my head, I'm like, I'm fucking bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's always haters. It's always fucking haters. Yeah. And they're just the ones that we're jealous of. Like, I don't know.
I love failing, though. I think it's the coolest thing.
I think it sounds so cliche, but, like, the older you get, you're just like, oh, I didn't fail. I just realized that's not the direction I want to go. Let me try something else.
Yeah.
Even, like, even Emma, I always, like, I feel like I use this story a lot, but she told us on the pod, she was like, when I first started YouTube, every day for like a month, she just tried different things. Like, one day she did cooking, one day she did fashion, one day she did a vlog. At the end of the month, the vlog did the best. And that's why she ended up doing vlogs. It wasn't because she was like, I'm going to be this crazy XYZ person. But she like gave herself that month or 2 months or however long to try and fail, quote, fail. But in reality, it's just like figuring out what works for you, you know?
That's how I landed on the food stuff. Because I did the sit-down videos. I remember story time videos were popping at the
time.
Oh,
my God, yeah.
They were all female, so I thought I had a lane that I could be, like, the guy doing it. But all of them, I did, like, three. They weren't good.
Wow. See, but, like, it wasn't failing. It was like, okay, not that door.
Yeah, so then I started doing, like, a different food thing. I did a sit-down food thing of, like, in my living room, but it didn't work. And then I was like, where do people like eating? In their car. Let's try it in the car. Great lighting. I have constant audio that I can control. And I can go to different drive-thrus. And it was just, like, this perfect lane that no one was doing. And people liked it. So I was like, okay, I could do this again. And I could do this again. I could do it again. And I did, like, 300 of them.
That's, I didn't realize it was 300.
Yeah, I've done a lot of mukbang. I've eaten a lot.
And then you're like, and Zila transformation. And I go, and Zila transformation. Like, oh my God. Yeah. See, but like, and then there comes the next level where you're like, okay, while I'm doing my bread and butter, I have to still evolve. Like, yeah. What do I do next?
That's why I started. Then I did the vlogs, because then I did the two food videos and one vlog. It was just like finding out something that worked, and it worked for like 3 or 4 or 5 years. And then I had to pivot, and now I do the podcast.
And you always do. You always have to pivot. Like, I'm still learning that. I'm like, Alicia, change your thumbnails. Like, pivot. Like, change things up. It's okay. It's not failing. Yeah. Wow. Love this.
Wow, we're growing.
We're growth.
Yeah. I know you have to go, right?
I don't know what time it is.
I'm not going to tell you. Guys, thanks so much for... Alicia, thanks for being here. Go listen to Pretty...
Oh, it's only one. Okay, we're good.
All right. Go listen to Pretty Basic. It's going to be linked down below. Watch her YouTube channel. It's going to be linked down below.
Please.
Real quick. Were you part of the marriage proposal with Rem?
I knew.
You knew how early?
I actually only knew like a week before.
He told you?
Yeah, he told me.
You're like, no, Remy told me.
I'm like, so Rem told me. No. He told me. And fun fact, the next episode that's coming out, which is tomorrow,
okay,
was filmed the week I knew, but she didn't know, like before it happened.
Were you like dropping Easter eggs?
I was a bitch because she kept trying to bring it up. So I'd be like, well, don't get your hopes up. Like, literally, it was so funny. So now knowing, it's just funny because a lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear this episode. Because now they have the knowledge beforehand of knowing that she didn't know, but I knew. Because I kept trying to be like, Remy, just stop asking questions. Like, let this be a surprise.
Was she completely surprised?
Not completely, but she was. Like, she was ready in case it happened. But she said she just bought a Birkin. And she said... She was like, oh, do I put my shoes on in the car? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Cut that part. Or you can leave it. Whatever. Fuck. She goes, she was like, hey, Cal, what time's the sunset? And he goes, 7:20 without a beat. And she was like,
boom,
done. It's happening. So she knew, but like she was just hoping it would happen. But until that moment, that's when she was like, oh, I fucking knew. Wow. Yeah.
Were you there?
I wasn't there. Okay. No. But it was like... I was like stalking Find My Friends the whole time. And I was like, oh, she moved. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Did she text you like a picture or anything?
They've called us right after. Wow. Me and Ollie.
Cool. All right, guys. It's going to be linked down below. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Out.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.